Kid Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yep.
Welcome back.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Thursday, April 20th, 2023. We should do the how crazy thing. We'll do that in a second, but I think before we do that, you know, so what is the point about the concerns here? Well, I mean, speaking of Serdopopovic, if you understand, all of these pieces fit together. It's all kind of the same conversation. So you have Gene Sharp. Well, actually, you have, Saul Alinsky. You know, Saul Alinsky and Gene Sharp are effectively two sides of the same coin. And, you know, we think of them differently because perhaps, you know, Alinsky is the community organizer here in the States, kind of like the FBI. Gene Sharp is the CIA working primarily abroad, but it's really the same concept, you know, nonviolent resistance, organizing people, and the only way that groups can survive is by uniting, banding together, and resilience is the foundation of resistance, kind of stuff. But they become tools and useful idiots. And this gets right back to Hayek's Road to Serfdom from Chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top, the three main reasons. Probably should mention that someday. Been talking about it for months now. This is all the same conversation. So let me give you an idea of why this is, you know, I want to say terrifying, but probably not the word to use for a variety of reasons, not the least of which, I don't want to terrify people, and also I don't want to wear out legitimate concern. But it is horrifying. So speaking of Serdopopovic, you've heard in the last 3 years in particular the Great Reset, and we've seen how here is the crisis and the opportunity of crisis, so that, as Angus Bergen says, World Economic Forum coterie can, you know, have its, those who, Klaus Schwab says, have penetrated cabinets of governments around the world. They can, you know, have the policymakers reach to the shelf and experiment with something now that we have an opportunity of crisis. Because the reimagining doesn't happen when the crisis happens. It happens decades before. So, you know, we heard how excited Klaus Schwab was for a Great Reset now that we have a crisis. And we can finally, since we've seen Bretton Woods crumbling, you know, in the Keynesian model, which even Keynes said is doomed to fail. Eventually it has to. You can't borrow your way out of debt and to success. That's just not reality. So here is the opportunity. We've been hearing for the last few years in particular about the World Economic Forum. You know now, for example, about the whole penetrating of cabinets thing and the young global leaders, et cetera, et cetera. Well, speaking of Serdopopovic, who is a Gene Sharp acolyte, he's over at the Harvard Kennedy School now teaching young Marxist revolutionaries, you know, how to be the next intellectual spark that will set the tinderbox of the underclasses on fire. So from his Harvard Kennedy School profile, it says, I'll just read the whole thing. Srda Popović was one of the founders of the Serbian nonviolent resistance group Otpor. Wasn't it Journeyman Pictures that did a piece? I think it was Journeyman Pictures. Yeah, The Revolution Business. That was it. Journeyman.tv/film/5171. There's that fist. And Hugo Chavez said, you know, if you see this fist, beware. But he was a bad guy. So at least the Western establishment lapdog press tells us, the Mockingbird press tells us that, you know, he was a bad guy, so he must be. William Engdahl is interviewed in that. We should play clips from that. These revolution consultants mainly operate in countries in which the Western world has a clear interest. Hardly coincidence, it seems. I digress. The revolution business, that's what it is. Nonviolent stuff. It's less expensive. It's less messy. You can dial it in more cybernetic fashion. And this is, you know, this correlates to a total war concept. That's really what this resilience operating concept is. It's, you know, they call it a whole of government and a whole of society approach. Gosh, again, it sounds communitarian and like continuity of government. Wasn't Daniel Inouye concerned when we were going to talk about, you know, this kind of stuff? He voiced concern. I think this gets into. Anyway, from the entry, Srda Popović's Harvard Kennedy School entry, his profile. Srda Popović was one of the founders of the Serbian nonviolent resistance group Otpor, color revolutionary. You know, this is. How do we frame this in the proper context so that people understand this is war. This is low-intensity operations or low-intensity conflict, operations other than war. This is warfare, which encompasses a broad array of, you know, other types of warfare. Anyway, Otpor campaign against Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic was successful in October 2000, another October surprise or October revolution, when thousands of protesters took over the Serbian parliament. Didn't we have something similar to that? We're told that the January 6th thing was, you know. Anyway, after the revolution, Popović served a term as a member of the Serbian National Assembly. This gets right back to Christopher Rufo's brilliant observation. I feel like we should play a part of that too, that these revolutionaries are not interested in governing. He says the synthetic revolutionary class is profoundly uninterested in economic production and also in governing. They want to gripe about everything, and when you say, okay, well, what is your recommendation? What is your solution? What is your answer? What is the thing, as Angus Bergen would say, you know, that you have crafted and formulated that we can reach to the shelf and experiment with? Not that we should do that. It's an awful thing. But you would think, you know, when in Rome, the latest Marxist Revolutionary Guard, the synthetic revolutionaries, as Christopher Rufo puts it, would have something. Here's what we need to do. Nope. And even Srda Popović's Harvard Kennedy School profile attests to the fact they're not interested. He's talked about it himself. Nah, I don't think that's where, you know, they're just nihilists. That's all. At the end of the day, burning everything down to the rails. Continuing with the profile, in 2003, Popović and others started the Center for Applied Nonviolent Action and Strategies, CANVAS is the acronym. Canvas has worked with activists from 46 different countries, including Zimbabwe, Burma, Iran, and Venezuela, spreading knowledge, right, wink, wink, knowledge, of the nonviolent strategies and tactics used by OTPOR. In November 2011, here's where it starts to get interesting. Pay attention. In November 2011, Foreign Policy Magazine, you know, the CFR, Foreign Policy Magazine, listed Srda Popovic as one of the top 100 global thinkers of 2011 for inspiring the Arab Spring protesters. That's funny because he's not really a thinker. He's a regurgitator and he's more of a regurgitator than a thinker. And speaking of the Arab Spring, you know, the PSYOPs has a history in color revolution, and that's acknowledged here and there. In fact, you see hints of it in the Ghost in the Machine video that we opened hour one of today's broadcast with, that we've done a few times. You see hints of it. And I keep mentioning what happened. Speaking of the Arab Spring, I keep mentioning what happened in Greece. It seems to escape our memory that something happened in Greece in 2011 in like 10 minutes, and we heard that it was Twitter. It must have been Twitter. It was a spontaneous, organic uprising. There is no such thing. I defy you to get 10 people together, let alone 100, anywhere to do anything like what happened last weekend in Chicago, for example, and other major metropolitan areas, for that matter. I defy you. Get 10 people together. You won't be able to do it. Not on your best day. Not in your wildest dreams. You couldn't get 100 together. Guaranteed. It ain't easy. So how does this happen? Continuing. So Foreign Policy Magazine listed Srda Popovic as one of the top 100 global thinkers. Why do you suppose the Council on Foreign Relations thought Srda Popovic was one of the top 100 global thinkers? The Council on Foreign Relations. As one of the top 100 global thinkers of 2011 for inspiring the Arab Spring protesters. In 2012, here's where it gets interesting. If you're not familiar, and perhaps even if you are, in 2012 he was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah, a Marxist revolutionary, Marxist-Leninist revolutionary, only they're really not interested in power. So it's kind of a neo-Leninist, you know, you must destabilize and topple power, but make sure you leave a vacuum behind in the collateral damage. Who fills the vacuum? Not like what person, but who decides who or what fills the vacuum? Useful dupes and useful idiots. In 2012, he was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. In 2014, he was listed as a, quote, young global leader by the World Economic Forum in Davos. Quote, Srda is also the author of the recent book, Blueprint for Revolution, a fun and humorous look at nonviolent activism worldwide. And on that note, actually, a fun and humorous look at nonviolent activism worldwide. On that note, I think we should play a little piece titled How to Recognize Propaganda, a Cold War era educational film circa 1957. Can we play that clip, please?
I'm Colonel Foster. I'm going to be your guide for a short tour through the maze of communist propaganda. It's a strange, shadowy world of the doctored photograph, the misquotation, the insinuation, and the lie. Now, some of this material to us is comical. Some of it is tragic. Some of it's weird. Some of it's dull. But all of it has the single purpose of digging the grave of liberty. The grave diggers of communism have been trying to set America up for the kill for years, and it makes them very angry that we don't just collapse as per schedule. Listen to this. The living conditions of the American masses, that's you, are swiftly deteriorating. Our generation is going through the final convulsions of the dying world of capitalism. That's what it says here. And if you don't believe that pamphlet, try this one. Bankrupt America may have one more war in its decaying carcass, but her young men who face nothing but brute labor, poverty, and death may refuse to fight. That's what it says here. If you're assigned to duty overseas, you may see posters like this once in a while. That's you, in case you don't recognize yourself. Of course, we get a big chuckle out of stuff like this, but the bigger the lie, the bigger the laugh. But the grave diggers aren't laughing. They're deadly serious. And in some places around the still free world, some people believe them. Like to know what they're saying about you and all American soldiers? Well, in England, the communists call you arrogant gum chewers. They tell the Japanese you're pleasure-loving, pampered, juvenile delinquents. For Italian ears, the communists call you black marketeers bent on looting Europe. For the Austrians, they call you uncultured young thugs. To the Soviet-occupied countries of Eastern Europe, they say you are members of the gangster army of imperialist America. And to the people of Korea, communists say you are cold-blooded murderers who tortured and shot and buried alive thousands of innocent civilians. Did you notice how the slander progressed from the gum chewers to juvenile delinquent to black marketeer to thug, gangster, murderer? From you should be laughed at to you should be shot in just a few easy steps.
There you go. From you should be laughed at to you should be shot in a few easy steps. That is the eliminationist model. And, you know, again, you have to step back and take the kind of a broader lay of the landscape. I've mentioned Sam Kane's Faces of the Enemy, Reflections of the Hostile Imagination, which again demonstrates clearly that every time there's a conflict, everybody's kind of doing the same thing. And the propagandizing of respective populaces shares the same kinds of tactics. So this is not something that is unique to anyone. Government or form of government or even ideological bent, you know. In other words, I mean, if you read Sam Kean's Faces of the Enemy, you see that the same thing, same tactics and methods are adopted here as are adopted by our ostensible and perceived enemies. So that's something that should give us pause as well, I think. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. If you own a firearm, then you need legal protection. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for the most affordable carry insurance available. During 2019 and 2020, there were 34,000 gun-related homicides, 94,000 committed suicide, and 161,000 died from drug overdoses. What does our government focus on? Well, more often than not, gun control. 3 times as many people took their own life and 5 times as many people overdosed. Logic would dictate focus on the biggest killer first and then the biggest killer and so on. These numbers are proof that the government only cares about you and I when there is a partisan political battle to be fought. Why focus on mental health, stability, and illegal drugs when guns grab the biggest headlines? For that matter, why aren't guns the biggest headlines when 5 times as many people die from overdoses and fentanyl poisonings? The media and our government are both more interested in sensational headlines than actually fixing any problem. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, see this Pashem Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, on using me until you use me up, until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me.
Welcome back. So what's the concern? You know, we played that clip, the How to Recognize Propaganda, Cold War era educational film, circa 1957. I mentioned from Serta Popovic's Harvard Kennedy School profile, he is the author of the recent Blueprint for Revolution, this World Economic Forum Young Global Leader has written Blueprint for Revolution, a fun and humorous look at nonviolent activism worldwide. So what's the concern? Like we heard, you know, basically, to me, put the image together of this humorous, fun and humorous look at nonviolent activism, put that together with the image, as horrifying as it is, that I mentioned of, you know, the stabbing scene in Saving Private Ryan, and this mercenary shows up and wants to get you laughing about things before he kills you. That's what we're looking at. So, you know, I mean, we can sort of put the pieces together, but, you know, this guy is part of the network of folks that have penetrated cabinets around the world. That's what Klaus Schwab said. I don't like it when people say something and they don't, you know, speaking of the Harvard Kennedy School, actually, you know, tell me where you found that. This, we're going to play a clip from the YouTube channel Institute of Politics, Harvard Kennedy School. And it's titled Strengthening Collaboration in Fractured World, featuring special guest Yo-Yo Ma. But it's actually Klaus Schwab with David Gergen and Gergen fawning over Klaus Schwab, which is disgusting. But this was published, streamed live on September 20, 2017. And we're starting at about the 17-minute mark. So here is Klaus Schwab in his own words. Or maybe not. Maybe we're waiting to hear from Klaus Schwab in his own words. We're gonna have not working, huh? All right, I give you a different. Let's try it a different way. We're running short on time. I don't know if I can do it in 15 seconds. Let's see. I guess we'll have to do it on the other side of the break. Anyway, you know, it's always frustrating. Let me do this. New link. There we go. New link. But it's always frustrating when you hear these things. And, you know, one of the things I think that the folks who are trying to inform their fellow man are guilty of, and this is an intended side effect of how things work, is, you know, people end up, there is kind of a counter intel effort that will take these sound bites and attach them or associate them with some you know, counter resistance group, basically, or you know, in Frank Kitson fashion, a counter gang group. And so you play this thing that somebody somewhere did a cut of, only to realize or discover that this is a channel that discredits message and messenger instead of going to primary sources. And so many of us are guilty of laziness. We shouldn't do that. We should go to primary sources. That's what we're doing. We'll do it when we come back. Stick around. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Welcome back. Speaking of primary sources, so David Gergen fawning over Klaus Schwab back in 2017, again, Institute of Politics, Harvard Kennedy School, strengthening collaboration in a fractured world, featuring special guest Yo-Yo Ma, but it's not Yo-Yo Ma at this point, it's Klaus Schwab. And so... Here is the founder and primary mouthpiece of the World Economic Forum in his own words, Klaus Schwab.
Thank you, Klaus. We are definitely privileged and thankful that you've
come back, and we want to thank you not only for what you've done for this school, but what you've done for the world. You've devoted your life to making the world a better place, something which goes to the heart of what the Kennedy School is all about. It's been striking to us as we've had the pleasure, and this goes back to Dean Elwood, that when you brought the Young Global Leaders Program here for executive education and then the Schwab Fellows. But there are two countries in the world now in which the Young Global Leaders have emerged. Tell us just a bit about that in terms of the governance.
Yes. Actually, this notion to integrate young leaders is part of the World Economic Forum since many years. And I have to say, when I mention our names like Mrs. Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. But what we are very proud of now, the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, that we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I know that half of this cabinet, or even more, half of this cabinet are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Great. Forum.
And that's true in Argentina, too. Wow.
So there's more. And, you know, we could play more, but obviously you get the point. Who decided that Klaus Schwab is the ruler of the world, the supreme potentate of planet Earth? I want to get back to this document. Maybe it's time to do that. The resistance operating concept, the ROC. On page 23 of the document, well, let me back up a little bit. Fundamental resistance planning considerations. Again, this is you know, straight out of Gene Sharp's work, which is acknowledged. Again, Gene Sharp is mentioned no fewer than a dozen times in this document. So, oh gosh, where do we start? Where do we start? Chapter 2, Resistance. 2.1, Operating Environment. There is Figure 5, Resilience as the Foundation of Resolute Resistance in National Defense. And you have the spectrum from planning and preparation that sort of undergirds all of this. Planning and preparation, indicators and warnings, national military defense, defend, resist, and resist enemy consolidation. And then on top of that, resilience building that forms a basis of resistance. And then other things are mentioned: resistance planning, aggressor hybrid actions, crisis, and the crisis is an overt aggressor action, which leads to partial or full loss of national sovereignty, then occupier coercion, and enemy political consolidation as the resistance is building. And the irony in all of this, I think, one of the other great ironies is, I don't see how anybody can read this document and not say, hey, I mean, you know, again, Resistance operating concept himself the author of this document and its main progenitor, Otto Fiala, says essentially that we had to define terms, because, you know, one person's, I mean, it's back to the video Pirates and Emperors. We should probably play that. One man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter, and vice versa. It's funny that as you read the document, I mean, just from chapter 2, for example, Resistance 2.1 and Operating Environment, national resistance against an occupier is triggered when a foreign power occupies sovereign national territory directly or by proxy. That's funny, because there's one country that exceeds the top, what is it, 8, 9, 10 other countries in the world in military spending combined, that projects force, that has bases around the world, you know, in the hundreds, perhaps more than 1,000, I think we can safely say. I mean, if you go, I'll give you an example. You know, speaking of the PSYOPs stuff that we played, and again, companion videos, this is a kind of an aside, but, you know, the TrueStream Media piece, that time that a military PSYOP unit worked at CNN. By the way, did you see Vivek Ramaswamy's, effectively his takedown of Don Lemon? That was pretty incredible. Don Lemon trying to bait Vivek into conflict, and Vivek just wasn't having it. And basically putting on display Don Lemon's tomfoolery. I mean, it's pretty obvious what a ridiculous, pompous, arrogant fool Don Lemon made himself out to be. That's another aside. The other video, this declassified document is the ultimate proof. You know which document, right? It's, yeah, you know which document. Speaking of conspiracy theories, here is an example of what I'm talking about. Speaking of psychological operations, the channel Go Army Soft has a video published back in 2020 titled U.S. Army Special Operations Recruiting, Psychological Operations Virtual Brief. And there are, you know, plenty of these kinds of things, but so there is an explanation . What is it, around the 1 minute mark or something like that? Regionally aligned to the appropriate geographic command. Yeah, about the 1 minute mark. And then what do you see? You see a picture of every continent on Earth. The entire landmass of Earth is blanketed by PSYOPs folks, and it includes North America, by the way, or, you know, the American, you know, continent, North America, South America, obviously, but the North American continent in particular. So it's not supposed to happen here, except, you know, 3rd and 9th PO are assigned, but wait, it's global responsibility. Yeah. Anyway, Chapter 2, Resistance of the ROC, the Resistance Operating Concept Manual. National resistance against an occupier is triggered when a foreign power occupies sovereign national territory directly or by proxy. However, the resistance spectrum of activity can be ambiguous. Yeah. There may be elevated risk levels, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, the point here, if I skip ahead, 2.2 is aggressor actions and national resistance. 2.3, enemy effects on national defense resources. And then 2.4, adversary imposed conditions onto the operating environment. Prior to that, you have Figure 6, effects of enemy on national and on nation's intelligence, law enforcement, and military, which is interesting because, you know, you have this, imagine like layers of the earth looking visual, you know, if you're looking into the layers of the earth, and that the at the bottom or the heart of it, there's a resistance organization, then there's special forces, special operations forces, conventional forces, law enforcement, and intelligence that build on that. And then in a timeline, indications and warning, hybrid asymmetric attacks, overt incursions, and occupier consolidation. I'm sure that's all confusing if you're not looking at it. But the point is, you know, again, listening to what Klaus Schwab said and reading Serta Popovic's profile over at the Harvard Kennedy School, a young global leader who helps others, you know, penetrate the governments around the world, looking at 2.5 fundamental resistance planning considerations. One, organizing entity. Two, guiding narrative. Three, unifying purpose and intent. Again, all of this is, you know, Gene Sharp meets Saul Alinsky kind of stuff. For maintenance and rule of law, maintenance of rule of law and political legitimacy. A, rule of law. B, political legitimacy. So let me just say, 4.4 says adherence to the rule of law is intrinsic in the concept of legitimacy. These two concepts are integral to each other. The application of the rule of law maintains political legitimacy. And so A is rule of law, but B is political legitimacy. And this gets back to another point of Gene Sharp's about resistance, political legitimacy. Political legitimacy is based on an understanding of the state as a political organization formed through a social contract. In the social contract, legitimate political authority originates in the consent of those being governed. Consent of those being governed. Now, in our history here in America, you know, and this is something that is reiterated. You know, 2.8, communication, synchronization, strategic communication, same thing, legitimacy. The concept of political legitimacy is based on an understanding of the state as a political organization, et cetera, et cetera. In the social contract, legitimate political authority originates in the consent of the governed, while outlining a reciprocal relationship of mutual obligations and rights between the governed and the government. Doesn't that sound patently communitarian to you? So we have institutionalized the Saul Alinsky, Gene Sharp, color revolutionary, low-intensity operations or low-intensity conflict model, the Kitson model, within military doctrine. And, you know, this is published far and wide. Again, it's public domain. Maybe not a good idea. I don't know. Call me crazy. Maybe this is a bad thing. And here, this is a good point, actually, to mention the how crazy. We don't have time to play it. Maybe we can play it in the next segment. But, you know, you probably saw it. A sitting U.S. Senator, Senator John Fetterman, Democrat from Pennsylvania, struggling to get through his opening statement. Can't pronounce words, et cetera, et cetera. Did anybody really vote for John Fetterman? Did anybody really vote for John Fetterman over Mehmet Oz? Why would you do that? Maybe you disagree with Oz's politics, but I think he's going to make it through a term in office. No particular offense to John Fetterman, he has no business running for office. And if anybody voted for him, it says a lot about where we are in America, I think. He's not fit for office. And that's, I think, just a kind of a self-evident fact. Do we have the government we deserve in that case, maybe? And obviously it goes beyond that, that we do not stop and say, now hold on a second. I don't think what happened, for example, in 2020 was right. Let's not get excited, but let's just hold the phone for a second and get to the bottom of what happened. No, that's okay. We're headed to a break. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Final segment of today's Road Warrior radio broadcast. Let me just end by saying, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with the Fetterman clip, the segment I'm talking about. This idea of in the social contract, legitimate political authority originates in the consent of those being governed is reiterated over and over in this document. Page 23, page 32 in various sections, the same phrase, same phrasing. And then page 66, which includes a shadow government visual, which reminds me of Kitson's low intensity operations, the holographic structure that, you know, as Jordan Peterson might say. So on that page, same thing. But, you know, also on that page, when a foreign state invades and occupies any or all of the national territory, it does so without the consent of the governed, and thus there is no social contract. Is it me or is that ironic? Anyway, so there are a few other mentions, but Appendix B, Methods of Nonviolent Resistance, begins. It opens with the quote from Gene Sharp: nonviolent action is possible and is capable of wielding great power even against ruthless rulers and military regimes because it attacks the most vulnerable characteristic of all hierarchical institutions and governments, : dependence on the governed. Gene Sharp, The Role of Power in Nonviolent Struggle, 1990. And then Appendix B.1, introduction, begins with: in 2000, a Serbian student group called Otpor Resistance mobilized to overthrow the Balkan country's dictator, et cetera, et cetera. And there is much more to talk about in this. I mean, this immediately gets back to, you know, speaking of James Corbett's piece on fifth-generation warfare, this gets back to the Westphalian discussion, the Peace of Westphalia. And the same forces, the same – this is the Hellenizing of the world all over again. This is what this is. It's the Hellenization of the world. It's not cultural Marxism or cultural assimilation or hegemony so much as it is the Hellenizing, the Hellenization of the world. And if you start to see it in that context, you start to see it correctly and you start to understand why the – Resistance Operating Concept Manual is public domain. Because we want everyone around the world adopting this practice. That's why, dear comrades, as we head back to, you know, Plato's kindergarten and beyond, as we head back to Genesis 11 and eventually Genesis 6, that's what's really going on. So, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.